AP Update, I'm Rita Foley. The jury that convicted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev begins deciding today whether he should live or die. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Legal experts say this is the part Tsarnaev's lawyers have been looking toward after essentially conceding during the trial that he was guilty. And Northeastern University law professor Daniel Medved says the pressure is on the prosecution.
To get the death penalty, you can't just prove guilt. You have to prove guilt plus an aggravating factor.
He says the government will argue the bombing was carried out in a depraved way, targeting the especially vulnerable, like 8-year-old Martin Richard, who was killed. The boy's parents, though, say Tsarnaev should get a life sentence, not death. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Most Boston-area residents oppose giving Tsarnaev the death penalty, according to recent polls. If even one juror votes against death, Tsarnaev gets life. I'm Rita Foley.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.